Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Michael Salzman. He's Senior VP and Partner with Berman & Company. Michael, I need your website. Tell us how we can find you and what we'll find when we get there.
They can go to BermanCo.com, BermanCo.com, and they'll find our signature blend of kind of hard-hitting advertising and labor work. In fact, we actually just, you know, there's some awards for the communications industry called the Pollies. It's kind of like our Oscars, and we just won a series of awards for some of our work. Including a website, actually, on the AB5 issue. So I'm really proud of our team, and I welcome people to go to the website and check it out.
BermanCo.com. So check that out, folks. Michael, what else do we need to know about your world that's coming at small business owners, largely out of the Biden administration? It seems that the Biden administration has completely rolled over for the unions, including the teachers' unions. And when he does that, folks, by definition, he is declaring war on small businesses. I can't see it any other way, Michael, and I've tried really hard, but I can't see it any other way. Am I wrong about that?
No, I mean, I think you're right, Jim. I'll tell you, I mean, it's something that's got me concerned, and, you know, we touched on this very briefly earlier in the conversation, is some of the pieces that Biden wants to do that have flown under the radar on the labor side, because, you know, we talk a lot about gig economy. You and I have talked before about minimum wage, but some of the other ideas that Biden has in terms of that would impact every business owner in the country is he wants to make it illegal to be a right to work state, and he wants to get rid of the secret ballot election for union organizing. And those two things, I think, have the capacity to potentially give labor the organizing muscle and then the financial shot in the arm that they need to reinvigorate themselves, because workers have not wanted to voluntarily join.
More than half of the United States are right-to-work states, and folks, what that means is you give that definition, and I'm going to give the definition of the secret ballot. Go ahead, tell them what right-to-work means.
Sure, right-to-work in a nutshell means that you cannot be forced to pay union dues as a condition of being employed in the state. So there are 27 states.
So even if you're not a union member, if you choose not to join the union, if you're in a right-to-work state, you don't have to pay dues. If you're not in a right-to-work state, you have to pay dues even if you're not a member, right?
That's exactly right.
That's confiscation. That's called confiscation,
states,
Michael.
You don't want to pay dues. What's that?
It's called confiscation.
Yeah. You can get fired. You'd be fired in one of those states if you refuse to pay dues.
So they're going to confiscate. They're going to make you pay money you don't want to pay. That's confiscation. The secret ballot law, folks, is, and we went through this in the 8 years of the Obama administration. Michael, you and I talked about this on the show. A union organizer could walk up to you with a ballot. If this gets passed, a union organizer could walk up to you with a ballot in front of everybody, shove it in your face, and tell you to fill it out, and everybody gets to watch you fill it out. Everybody would know, and the organizer would know how you voted. No more secret ballots if Biden has his way. We already fought this off once before, haven't we?
Yeah. In fact, I mean, fought it off with the help of Democrats. The late Senator George McGovern came out and opposed card check organizing, yeah, which is what this is called, where you, mm-hmm, you know, and the deal last time would have been, not only does it get rid of the secret ballot, but once you essentially get 50% plus one cards in the workplace, you know, there's employers right now can choose to voluntarily recognize a union. But last time around, just would have been automatic. And so
right.
It's pretty clear why labor would want to do that instead of a secret ballot where employees have the can carefully consider this decision
unions,
without having someone hanging over their shoulder.
Unions can't sell their product in the marketplace. The dogs won't eat their dog food straight up in the marketplace. They have to have politicians shoving it down our throat. Hey, Michael, BermanCo.com, is that right?
BermanCo.com, that's correct.
Hey, Michael, good job today. Thank you for being here. Thanks for all the great reporting over the years. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Jim.
Michael Salzman, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to check that out, BermanCo.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.